All right, let me jump on into dipper number one here, calling it True the Vote. True the Vote. What am I talking about? Well, just so you know, there's people out there right now still trying to true up the vote in some places. How can that be? Like I said, are we a third world country? Well, the third world countries apparently do a better job, at least some of them. But we do have some news. So in Pennsylvania, Senator Bob Casey, the Democrat, just conceded the race, I think, on Friday. So basically they were in a mandatory recount. He had a right to ask for a recount. However, it was pretty clear he was not going to get there. And they were looking at provisionals, but there were not enough provisionals to overcome the gap, even if he had won all of them. So all that to say, NBC News had already projected the Republican, Dave McCormick, to win. But Casey was still pushing for the automatic recount, which he had a right to withdraw from that, and then he did. So, the Democrats out. Casey was dealt a blow on Monday also, it says, when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ordered election officials in the state to stop counting mail-in ballots marked with the wrong date. Now, if you didn't hear, that's part of why I got this story. This one came from NBC. True the Vote. Amazing to me, first of all, that there are people still counting votes in some states, and we are 3 weeks past the election. 3 weeks. They don't have COVID as an excuse. They don't have, you know, civil unrest as an excuse. We're not at war. They don't have anything in the hopper except, well, we do a lot of mail-in ballots, and that's kind of hard to work with. Well, then maybe you ought to rethink the whole mail-in ballot shenanigans you got going on. But in Pennsylvania, they went one step further. After the election, after being told by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that you cannot count ballots that are not put together correctly. In other words, they have to be done in a certain way. You can't just say, well, we'll take them because they got here. No, they can't have the wrong date on them. They can't come in at the wrong time, and they can't be missing signatures. And at some point, Bucks County especially, which is, you know, the center of all the controversy in Pennsylvania, it feels like, they actually announced that they were going to, well, we're going to pursue it anyway because we think we should. And their Supreme Court had to step in and put the kibosh on it. That's when the Democrat finally conceded. So let's picture that. I mean, right now, it looks like Senator Bob Casey's being the bigger man. He's actually conceding the race. No, he thought he had something going on with counting votes that weren't supposed to be counted. And when they stopped that, he realized he had nowhere to go. Was it a close race? Yeah. But he was not going to get there unless he got the illicit votes. And when suddenly their Supreme Court said, I mean, literally, the Democrat Supreme Court of Pennsylvania pretty much told the election officials of the state, we've already told you about this, and we're not going to tell you again. You can't count them. Period. It changed things. How about this? What House seats are we still waiting on? You may be shocked to find out we're waiting on a few. Like, several. CBS News. Dateline Friday. I take it back. Dateline Thursday. More than 2 weeks after Election Day 2024, the results in a handful of races for the U.S. House of Representatives are still outstanding. You're looking at 2.5 weeks at that point, and we still have House races that have not been decided. Now, are they close? Yes. But is that really the only excuse? No. So here's the three that we're still waiting on. Two of them from California, one from Iowa. Now, Iowa, they're looking at right now, the Republican is winning, but Lord, it's close. With 99% of all the votes counted, they were only separated by 801. On a statewide basis. I'm sorry, on a congressional district basis. That's pretty significant. But they do believe it's leaning Republican, but they have not called the race yet because they're probably going to be in automatic recount territory. Then there's California. California's 13th congressional district. The freshman GOP representative John Duarte is leading the Democrat Adam Gray by a mere 227 votes. That's like, y'all, that's beyond margin of error. That's like hard to even conceive it being that close. But 97% of the votes in. This is a repeat race, by the way. They ran against each other 2 years ago. And then there's California's 45th district. They've only got 92% of the vote in. Only 92%. They have 8% left to count. The GOP rep, Michelle Steele, and Democrat Derek Tran. Tran is ahead by 314 votes. It's just, you look at it and go, wow. But as much as that's bad, think about this. They just finally decided Alaska, and then one from California, one from Ohio, one from Maine, another from California, Arizona, another from California, and one from Oregon. Those got decided last week. There's no good excuse for this. This is absolutely an indication that what we're looking at is states making it way too hard, way too cumbersome, and it destroys not only the sense of integrity in the vote, it destroys the public trust in the vote. When we start seeing things taking this long, all we can imagine is how many things are going wrong in there intentionally. Like, why are they taking, is it, what are they adding? What are they trying to get away with? Why are they doing it this way? Truing up the vote means, I mean, it's California law. I get it. And I do believe that the state should have a right to say so. But maybe at some point they ought to be a little embarrassed. Just maybe a tad. Because here's the thing, and I'll say this before the break. I got a piece from Newsweek. Phil, did you go to Newsweek? I did. Newsweek. 16 days after the election. This story came out on Friday. 16 days after the election. California says it only has 315,000 more votes left to process.
Only.
Only. Actually, it's in capital letters. Only. You ought to put it in all caps. Only. California's the most populous state, 39 million residents, 16 million of them voted. So that basically means they're like only like 2% of the votes still left to be counted. Doesn't matter. And they say, they like to say it's, there's still hundreds of thousands of votes left to do it. And they like to say it's because there's so many. No, it's also because you conduct so much of your election by mail. And everything you do by mail requires additional hand certifications. Each ballot has to be individually validated, individually processed. They have to compare the signatures. They have to make sure that an ID was present. I take it back. It's California. No ID required. California Assemblyman Joe Patterson, who's a Republican, told a Sacramento TV station that their slow election laws do sow distrust in the system, and we need more confidence. He said, just because it's been a problem a long time doesn't mean we can't solve it or shouldn't solve it. Hello, amen. Final results. Guess when they're going to certify the results. But by the way, you can count them and release them, but until they're certified, they're not done. And that's every state. But guess when, November 5th was the election day. Guess when California projects being able to certify their vote?
I hope before January 20th.
Well, yes.
Fingers crossed.
That's a good answer. December 13th.
Wow.
December 13th. That's 6 weeks, 5 weeks after the election. Even the Washington Post called him out. Even the Washington Post looked at him and said, California, for the love of God. California, they said, Washington Post says they are failing to achieve timeliness and clarity results leading to the erosion of already low public confidence in elections. You think? All right, listen, when we get back from this break, though, I'm going to tell you, true the vote. Is there a solution? And did Elon Musk just call out another country as doing a better job than California? I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. I just sent JP the audio for for the WKRP in Cincinnati Classic Thanksgiving Week special, and we may play that at the top of the hour. I may be calling an audible here. We're gonna throw a trick play in on it and just call this the flea flicker. We're gonna do it, man. You good with that?
It works with me.
I feel like I may have played that at some point in the past for Thanksgiving Week. We have to play it like every day this week. Just throw it in there, just for fun. All right, I'll finish up this dipper I'm doing right now on True the Vote. So California can't find their backside with both hands, right? They are struggling right now like a submarine with a screen door. It makes no sense whatsoever the way California's elections are overly complicated. And they're overly complicated because they're overly trying to make sure that it's just made there for every. Guess what? We have great voter turnout in Alabama, and we get the results back on the same day. I realize we don't have 39 million people, of which 16 million vote. I get that. I mean, we're literally one-fourth the size. However, you can do better. You know why I know that? Because you've done better for decades until recently when they began to change their laws. Interesting dynamic here. And I got some thoughts on this, so don't see this as me saying that's the way to go. But Elon Musk, I got a piece from the Economic Times of India. Economic Times of India, Phil? Yes, I did. Economic Times of India. 640 million votes counted in one day. I saw the look on your face. 640 million votes counted in one day in the Indian elections.
That's nuts. I don't think they have mail-in ballots or anything.
Well,
like,
I'm pretty sure they don't.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They have a great voter turnout. Mm-hmm. I mean, massive voter turnout. And they are one of the most populous nations in the world. And they are, while they are not a true third world country, parts of them are a third world country. Elon Musk has drawn attention to the efficiency of India's election system, contrasting it with California's prolonged vote counting process in the U.S. presidential election. Musk praised India for counting 640 million votes in a single day, while California continues to tally its ballots nearly 3 weeks after polling. Here's the deal. Now, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. I do not want centralized control of our voting. I don't. I want the states to maintain their local say, all right? And we should. I think the Constitution requires it. I think that the 10th Amendment to the Constitution also enables it, and I think that that's just the way it should be. I do believe there is room for correction. I don't see anything wrong with criteria being applied that then is implemented at the state level. Things like there will be a voting day. There will be a voting age. There will be a voter ID requirement. What's wrong with that? We don't have that one in there. The other two I named are already there. We already have voting day appointed by the federal government, states administer. We already have voting age in the Constitution, states administer. I think we ought to go ahead and add to it that there will be a voter ID nationwide. States administer it. How are they going to accomplish that, states? It's up to you. Now, some will say, that's an unfunded mandate. It's really not, because they already issue driver's licenses. It's already a part of the process they live by. Okay, then there's the other thing. How about, and you will no longer do mail-in balloting? Oh, no. You can do absentee like they've always done. You can have special circumstances. We will not allow ballot harvesting. We will not allow massive mail-in balloting. And we will certainly not allow external collection boxes that can be gerrymandered, trashed, picked up, stuffed. Because every time they do that, the only way to solve the problem is to put a camera on it and watch it 24/7. I mean, it makes no sense. You increase the cost of elections by trying to do the things they do. So the states can still administer their laws accordingly. The states can still have their own boards of registrars and all the things it takes to register people and to clear their voter rolls and do all that stuff. But they will have to do it with certain criteria. India does not do that, and I don't care for this. India's success, according to the article I've got here, is in its centralized management by an election commission of India. In other words, it's nationally controlled. I don't care for that. They oversee their elections and provide real-time updates on trends. I don't mind that. I'm fine with that. Electronic voting machines. Ooh. 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 Electronic voting machines streamline the counting processes, enabling faster results. If you ask me, I'd love to go back to a stubby pencil and a piece of paper. Just saying. But it says the contrast between India and California highlights significant differences in election management and technology adoption. India's centralized system allows for consistency. The problem is this. India's centralized system, you got to be careful. It also allows for massive corruption. Because then the corruption can be centralized into one place. That's the problem. That being said, California, you can still do a better job. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I think we might do some turkey flying right after the break. Phil Williams and JP will be back.